Blog Talk Radio. Yeah.
I'm feeling like a real man should on this hump day, and I hope y'all feel like real men and women should also. Tonight on the Daily Go Get a Business Show, we are talking about in-laws. In-laws living in the home. Have you ever done it? Would you ever do it? If you've done it before, would you do it again? Is it existing right now and getting on your nerves? Now, I think that before we get started talking about in-laws in the home, for this particular exercise, we don't necessarily have to be talking about couples who are married. We can be talking about extended family members because they are as good as in-laws when you are cohabitating, just like you are as good as married when you are living under the same roof, paying the same bills, taking care of the same people, and doing the same things that married people do, separated only by a legal piece of paper and, you know, a little bit of the status symbol, you know? But, or should I say symbolism? But, so, if you and your man have been living together as man and woman for years or however long, and a situation arises where you have to, you know, take your mother in, take your brother in, take your sister in, take your uncle in, take a cousin in, take somebody in that needs to live with y'all for a little while. Because anybody who has been through this situation knows that this situation can get hairy, it can get out of hand, it can get crazy in just a minute. In just about 1 second, you know it, I know it, we all know it. So let's get into it. Let's talk about it, be about it, get involved. These puzzle pieces right now, we going to solve, y'all. Let's get it popping. Urban Therapy with Sun 752, and this is Daily Go Get a Business Show. We do this every single day. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. We break it down, baby. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. I'm your host, Sun 752, a.k.a. Omar with the rrrr. And if you can't say Omar with the rrrr, well, then you just say Omar with the R. This is the Daily Go Get a Business Show. All up in your area. I'm feeling like a real man should. And I hope y'all feeling like real men and women should also. Tonight on this July 19th, 2023, hump day Wednesday, we are talking about in-laws living in the home. Now, I remember when I was growing up, you know, we had a big house. I grew up in a big house. Big house in Germantown. And when you come from a family that is a big family, let me put it this way. When your parents have come from a big family. So my mom, on my mom's side, there were 9 of them. I mean, there were 10 of them. My mom had 9 brothers and sisters, so there were 10 children altogether. And my dad came from a family of about 9. So I came from a big family on both sides. And I'm saying all of this to say that there was no way that at some point in-laws were not going to be living under our roof. And that's one of the things that you probably have to expect when you come from a family that you don't hate, especially when you consider that my mom was the oldest girl in her family, and my dad was the oldest, period. He was the oldest, period. And so there were always aunts and uncles floating around, and he was providing for them, providing for the younger ones, guiding the younger ones, making sure that they got through school, you know, getting them into college and things like that. So we knew what it was like to have in-laws staying at the crib, coming up at the crib, showing up at the crib. That's how it was. So I didn't have any problems with it. But I do realize the challenges that can happen or that can arrive when you have extended family members living under your roof. You know, let's say you already have children of your own. So the distribution of the rooms, trying to make sure that every child has their room, if you can provide that, has their own bed, if you can provide that, making sure that they have their own clothes, everybody has enough to eat, everybody has recreational activities that they can do. You know, trying to build individuals when you have multiple people living in a group setting is not as easy as you think it may be when you're not living in it. Okay, anyway, so when everybody has their own room, everybody has their own stuff and all of that, and then you start adding in ready-made families that come in, like my aunt and her husband, my brother's sister and her husband, and their three little girls all came from New York to stay with us. I remember this. Now, what I don't remember is what a problem it caused. Because my older sister, she always liked taking care of kids. I never knew what that was all about, but she always liked taking care of kids, looking after the younger ones, you know, developing activities for them. That was her thing. She was sort of like a developer, nurturer, you know, that type of person, influencer. You might be able to say. But it started to get crowded every now and then. Now you have more kids that have to have breakfast, more kids that have to have lunch. These are young little girls. So I was about 6 years old, and the oldest girl was 6 years old. Then we have a six-year-old, I think a four-year-old, and then like a two-year-old. They were stair steps like crazy. But this is what we're working with. This is what we're working with. Now, it's one thing when a woman and her kids come, but it's another thing when a whole grown man, a New Yorker, I think they was from Brooklyn. I believe they was from Brooklyn. I really don't remember, but it was definitely Harlem or Brooklyn. It wasn't Bronx or Queens. That's what I do remember for sure. And, you know, he brought his New York spirit here. So he was doing his New York thing here. Wink, wink. Fast talking. Come on now. This is 1977 we talking about. And they lived with us for at least a year or two until they, you know, my dad helped them get their own place up in North Philly. That was around 15th in Columbia. It wasn't Cecil B. Moore at the time. 15th of Columbia. I remember they lived around there. And, you know, nobody lives around there anymore because that's where they built the Lea Cora Center. Let's see where we're going. Anyway, so when you have grown-ups peeping out what other grown-ups are doing, it was a crazy situation. It was a crazy situation because my aunt wasn't in good health. So she was in the hospital. Her healthy husband was at the crib being healthy. In-laws living in the home. What do y'all know? What's going on, T. Carrie? Right, morning, noon, and night. It's always great to have my peoples going directly into your site. And Carol Chamberlain, mi friend, mi favorita. Always a good time. It's great to see you. Stacey White, thanks for coming on through. I appreciate it. Yeah, you know I do. All right. So. TK Wright says, the problem with having in-laws or family members in the house is that they still believe as if they're king or queen of the castle. That can happen. I think it's a problem even if they don't believe that they are king or queen of the castle. I think it's a problem just because they are adults, they are human beings, and they have input They have questions. They have opinions. And many times they want to help. And sometimes they offer help where it's not wanted or asked for. Now you take a situation where those in-laws ain't even contributing. You coming in here with your broke ass, ain't offering nothing to this to the financial situation here except for food stamps. And shout out to the people who offer food stamps as their rent, their claim to fame, who think who you can't tell shit because they are putting food on the table and their life is less than stable, but you can't tell them nothing because they're coming through with the food. Sometimes it can be quite rude. Talk about I'ma pull back my stance. I can get another place. I'm just down for a second. Yo, I was trying to help you. Yeah, and I do. I'm always there for you. I watch the kids too. So I'm watching your kids putting the food on the table, making sure the life is safe, and I clean up this crib. Because you is dirty. Yeah, you know your ass is dirty. Yeah, you dirty. Y'all need me. That's how I feel. And about now, I'm about to keep it tight real. You don't need him. He don't need you. He be cheating on him. I see what he do. I seen him around corner with that girl. You know what I'm talking about. The one with the raps and the girls. And the ear. Yeah. You play stupid if you. I'm going to go clean the toilet. I need some money for some Ajax. I think I've seen enough. I need some money for some Comet. I'm gonna go clean up the bathroom. Go clean up the bathroom. I'm about to 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 go clean up the bathroom. I said enough to clean up the bathroom. I said enough to clean up the bathroom. I said clean up the bathroom. Clean up. In-laws living in the home. What do y'all know? What do you know? Yeah, TK, right. He was home being healthy. She was sick in the hospital, and he was home being healthy. That nigga there. And let me tell y'all something. After all was said and done, after they moved to 15th from Columbia, and then they moved to Chester. After all was said and done, he moved back to New York, and they stayed in Chester. It's a story, man. I got stories, son. I got stories. But this ain't about me. This is about what it is. I just be trying to give y'all a little insight into the situation. In-laws living in a home. When a man and a woman are trying to get established, trying to build their own family, and trying to find a loving and working situation within that couple situation. And then you add in, you know, you add in somebody's mother-in-law, somebody's father-in-law, sisters, brothers, down on their luck. Look, not too many people come to live with somebody else if they got it going on wherever they are. That's just the long and short of it. I wish there was a different situation that I could speak of, but there isn't. Just like we wasn't we talking about this last night or the night before? We was talking about how, you know what I mean? You living down in your mom's basement. You living in the back room. You got a whole wife and kids. Now you back at your mom's crib. Oh shit, I said back in your mom's crib. Back at your mom's crib. Back to mom's crib, coming home with your trash back like you just did a big. But you ain't coming home from jail. You coming home from a marriage that just failed. And you got three kids at the crib that you just left. Then you can't go back because you don't live there. You got put the fuck out of your house. You got put the fuck out. You got the whole... You got put out... of your house, you got put out. Of your house, you got put out. Of your house, and you can't come back. Can't come back. You can't come. You got to work it out with your wife. can't come. Yo, can I come home? Can I spend it? You know how it is when you get put out your goddamn crib and you want to go back to your crib. So you go back to your crib to see your kids. You go to your house where you live, but you can't stay there because you got put the fuck out because you either cheated or on drugs and cheated. You done something to make your ass stay out of a crib that you have your name on. And you go to your crib and you gotta ask your wife, can I spend the night? Nigga, no. Shout out to the niggas. You go over your crib to play with your kids. It's going good. You play with the kids. You know what I mean? You ate dinner with the kids. Daddy's back home. You know what I mean? Put the kids to bed. You going to try to nestle up to your wife. She like, hold on, chill. We ain't doing that. I know. I understand. I know I messed up. I know I fucked up and everything, but I'm sorry, babe. You know, can I spend the night tonight? I don't feel like going all the way home. I don't feel like going home. It's late. Can I spend the night? I ain't got to sleep in the same bed. I sleep on the couch. No, nigga, go home. No, 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 no. Nigga, go home. I can call you an Uber. Nigga, go home. You can't stay here tonight. Nigga, go home. You got ass to spend the night at your crib, son. Nah, son. Nah. The only thing that can make a nigga move out of his own house, he got to be guilty. He got to be guilty. No, what's that word we like to throw around? Narcissist. No narcissistic man is going to allow himself to get put out of his house or is going to beg his way back into the crib. Narcissists don't feel no guilt, remember? Do you remember when you got put out the crib, September? It was getting dark where you lived. The days was getting shorter. You was just a border. Had to go over the crib just to visit your son and daughter. September. September. Harvest time. Going back to school. Harvest time. Going back to school. After Labor Day. Harvest time. Going back to school. Labor Day. All right, so, okay, Carol says, wait, T. Carrie Wright says, since it's a sticky situation because anytime you don't agree with their approach, they feel like you're undermining them. Mm-hmm. And Carol says, that's true, Taki. One of my brothers moved home with his wife, not a good thing, not a good thing at all. She became the queen of the castle. Narciso says, first sign of ratchetness, you out of here. My brother Ansel Jones is in the house. Let's go to my brother Ansel Jones. Hey, Shirley Cheryl, the world's most precious and greatest pearl in the world. Shirley Cheryl, the world's most precious and greatest pearl in the world. What's going on, y'all? We talk about in-laws living in the home. What y'all know, man? Have you ever lived this situation? Have you ever lived this life? Do you know what we talking about? In-laws living in the house. You know what I mean? I don't care whether you married or not. When you living together, y'all paying bills, y'all getting things together, y'all raising y'all kids, y'all trying to make ends meet, you trying to get up enough money to be able to get the 80-inch screen TV, you know, with the PlayStation 5 on. You know what I'm saying? Listen. You ain't make it because you got a big screen TV and a PlayStation 5. But if you got a big 80-inch screen TV, I'll even set it for, if you got a 72-inch screen TV and a PlayStation 5, then you got a bunch of other shit around it. Is this safe? Am I safe in saying that, y'all? If you got a 72-inch and a PlayStation 5 on it, it's pretty safe to say that there's probably some jewelry around. There's probably there's probably a decent couch. There's probably a car to drive. all the time, but probably. There's probably some stock money around. You could probably get a cheese pretzel, a warm cheese pretzel, and an ice cream from Mr. Softy truck. Probably. You know what I mean? I ain't saying you live in the American dream because you got a 72-inch TV and a PlayStation 5, but you know what I mean? You had to work yourself up to a 72-inch and a PS5 because you could have easily had the PS4 and a 60-inch, maybe even a 55. You got to justify getting a 72-inch or bigger. All right, so when you have established that, and then, you know, it starts to, look, two is the crowd, they say. I mean, two is company, three is the crowd, right? You know what I mean? Because that third power, that third player, that third person, they start running interference. Because the third person always sees things different than the two of them felt. The two of them will be able to be in agreement more than likely. More than likely, they've already been in agreement. That's how they got to this live-in status or this marriage status. They were already in agreement. But the third person always sees things differently than the first two did. So they get to talking. They get to influencing. They start asking questions. They start asking why. Well, you know, two eyes are better than one. Four eyes are better than two. But six eyes are not better than four. It's weird math. Two eyes are better than one. Four eyes are better than two. But six eyes are worse than four. A lot of times. Like my wife used to be down with me. She used to be down with me, and she used to be down for me. Until her motherfucking sister, her goddamn mama. And don't let it be a situation, oh my God. Don't let it be a situation where your spouse or your man or your woman knows that your mother-in-law or your father-in-law didn't take care of you growing up. Don't let it be that situation. Now it's a situation that you wish you hadn't shared so much with your spouse or your lover, as if there was any other choice. Of course, anybody you love and that you would move in with, hopefully, or that you would marry, hopefully, you have shared with them how you grew up and how you feel about it, the dynamics of the way that you came into this world and the way that you learned about this world. So don't let your mom start getting in the way or your dad start getting in the way and you forgiving your dad and is looking out for him and he didn't raise you. And your man know he didn't raise you. Or your wife know he didn't raise you. Or your mom used to be on drugs and she half-assed didn't raise you either. Or she was always in your pocket. You was that golden child. You was the child that learned the trade. You went to Dobbins. You went to Mass Bomb. You went to Box Tech. You went somewhere. You was the little industrious motherfucker that got a job while you was in high school, went into the Army after high school or college or something, made something out of yourself, and you was always providing for your mom. Because I'll always love my mama. She's my favorite girl, but everybody knows that your mom had a big influence over you, even though she wasn't really shit. And now she's living under your roof, and she's controlling your mind, or should I say still influencing you. And your wife, she looking at your mom like, this bitch always got something to say about what I wear. She always got something to say about what I do. She always got something to say about the way I set the table. She ain't got no fucking house. That's why she living here. But she got something to say about how high we turn up the heat and how low we turn down the air conditioning. And how much is she paying? She got something to say about the way I do my daughter's hair. My daughter like barrettes. She like getting her hair braided. She like having barrettes. She likes having the shaky shakies. She likes wearing her hair like that, but her grandmother always got something to say. That ain't even her grandmother. Truth be told, it's a grandmother, but that's not her grandmother. I mean, it is what it is. Her father got kids that are not mine. I got kids that are not his, but he's the father to my kids, and I'm the mother to his. But the bloodline says otherwise. My daughter got her own grandmother, and her grandmother likes to see her in barrettes, too. You know, that kind of shit. In-laws living in the home, baby. What y'all know? What do you know?
Hana, hana, boo. Hana, hana, boo. Three is company, two.
No, it ain't. All right. Ansel says, in-laws bring guests over wanting to change the rules on the house. You know, there are some things that can be done that will let you know the exact status that you carry in a household. There are some things that will let you know exactly where you stand in a household, sir. And you know what one of those things is, Ansel, North Hill? You know what one of those things is? I'm going to show you what one of those things are. You know what that is? That is a key. And that's a key that opens up a lock to the door so you can come in. And everybody who lives in a house don't have one of those. I'll show you that prop again. Everybody who lives in the house does not always have a key to the house. Children sometimes do not have a key to the house. Now, when an adult does not have a key to the house, that adult doesn't live in the house. If you got to knock on the door or call ahead before you can get in the house, that lets you know your status of the house. So, hold on. I might be putting the prop away too soon. If you do not have one of these, you need to watch your fucking mouth while you are in that house. This gives you the ability to talk sometimes. Not all the time. But if you don't have one of this, you don't have the right to say shit. Your opinion does not matter. So, if you don't have a key to the house, that lets you know that you are on temporary stay. Like, you don't need no key if you're only going to be here for a couple of weeks. We'll let you in and out. If the people in the house do not see fit to have you a key made, you know, because having keys made ain't as easy as it used to be. You used to just go down to your local hardware store, get your keys cut, you know what I'm saying, and distribute keys. And you know how it is. You know how it is. By a show of hands and by a show of comments, how many of you in these comments have gotten your ass whooped because you lost the key to your mom's house? And yes, it was your mom's house if you lost that key. Your dad didn't always have nothing to say about you losing that key, but your mom acted like you just lost the code to get into Fort Knox when you lost the key to that house. Everything in that house became extra super valuable when she found out that you lost that key to that house. So when you played in the schoolyard after school and didn't bring your ass home and now you done lost your keys, you went swimming in the summertime and somehow you know, when you rolled up your towel, put your key in your in the shoe, and somebody messed around and took the stuff out of your shoe, you know, stuff that happens at a local pool, things like that, and you lost that key to your house, you would have thought that somebody skyroped 2357 Elm Street across the sky when you lost that key. So, by show of hands or show of comments, how many of y'all have gotten your ass whooped for losing the key to your home? I don't care if you were 6 years old, 7 years old, which would have made you a latchkey kid, 8, 9, 10. I know teenagers that didn't get a key to their home because they wasn't looked at as being responsible enough. And I used to lose my key to my house all the time, and I got my ass whooped. Time wouldn't give me time, cause Omar lost that key, and now he getting his ass whooped. But he didn't mean to lose it, but he's irresponsible. But time won't give me time. Give me time. I didn't even get a lot of ass whoopings when I was younger. But I remember getting my ass whooped for losing that key. I told you, where's your keychain, Omar? I took it off because we were playing tag, or I broke the chain. It would have been better for me to just have a shoestring with the key on it. But I always had a keychain, and the keychain always broke. Because kids, I played rough when I was little. We was wrestling, play fighting, and found ourselves in strange places where we crawling. I couldn't keep a keychain. It kept popping. In-laws living in the house, what y'all know? What do you know? Hold on, what we got? All right, I see y'all talking now. Ansel says, it's crazy the 180-degree turn people have with dealing with family. TK Wright says, I'm with Norris on that one. I didn't know how bougie I was until my goddaughter lived with me and was doing ratchet shit. Yo. And you know that you're already close to the end when you just get mad at the food that somebody eats or the way that they eat it. You either need to go to counseling or it's time for you to find them somewhere else to go. When you mad at just the food they eat, like you open up your refrigerator and you see some shit in there that you wouldn't eat and that you wouldn't buy and you mad just because of that. Like, that food in that refrigerator ain't bothering you, but it is bothering you. Like, I don't eat that shit. That would be like me seeing a seedless watermelon or seedless grapes in my refrigerator. Like, no, I don't know GMO go in my refrigerator. Why did you buy that? No, you can't eat that here. No, I know it sounds crazy. No, you can't eat that here. That kind of food isn't served here. I'll let you make some Kool-Aid in here before I let you eat that shit. But that's when you know you're close. You're there. You ain't got to make four left in order to get around the corner. You're there. TK Wright says, every time something ratchet went down, I was flabbergasted and said things like, my heavens, what the fuck is happening here? Or this shit here burns my britches. You go away. What are you talking about? TK Wright says your ass. So meanwhile, I'm like, who said you could have company? Adult company separates the men from the boys. Look, you need to go visit. Don't be having nobody coming over here. Mm-mm. You will not get no deep. You will not spread no DNA in the guest room, on the guest bed. Because that guest room becomes the kids' room after you're gone. That's not even the guest room. That's the children's bed. That's the children's room. We had to move them out to accommodate you. We're being nice here. As soon as you recover from hip surgery, you're out of here. How long till rehab? No, it says, you carry right. It's not so much bougie as having some training at the same home that we grew up in. Mm-hmm. Carol says, like how you bring in guest ninja, you barely have a place to live. DK Wright said, that's true, Nars, but you know that people describe any behavior that goes against ratchetness as being bougie. That's true. And there are levels of bouginess. There are levels. Carol, you know what I was thinking? And winter was coming. And so I was thinking about that too. When I stayed with my cousin, the first rule was no dude. And don't bring just any broad over either. People steal. You got strangers coming in your crib, especially strangers that you wouldn't normally let in your crib. Oh yeah, the possessiveness is about to start right now. You gonna start checking motherfuckers. You might start frisking niggas at the door. Your in-laws, they hang around with a certain element that you don't appreciate. Like, so you got them niggas from around the projects coming up in here? We don't. Some people are friendly with their neighbors and some people aren't. So you know what happens when you aren't the type of person that's friendly with your neighbors? Like, you might be cordial to them, like, hey, how you doing? But you ain't the type that welcomes people to the neighborhood, takes a pie or a cake over, invites them over to cookouts. And it might not be that kind of party with you. So, you know, your in-laws move in or your extended family member moves in and now, neighbors, you've been living at this crib 5 years, and none of these neighbors seen the inside of your crib. Now they have. Your brother, your sister, or their brother, or their sister, whatever, been living with y'all for exactly 7 days. And now three neighbors that you haven't even spoke to or noticed. Oh yeah, this is Ron from down the street. You're like, you live down the street? You live around here? Oh yeah, we live right down the street. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we live at 3817. Oh, hey, Ronald. There's a reason that you didn't know Ronald. I mean, you ain't no Ronald. You ain't no Donald. You ain't no Terry. You ain't no Stephanie. You ain't no Miss Gladys. You ain't no Miss Agnes. You didn't know Miss Frenchie. You ain't know none of them. But then the motherfucker got the nerve to have them motherfuckers from around the projects coming in your crib. Why? Because they get high together. You know what I mean? Of course, they ain't going to. It's a mess. It's getting hot in here. He just invited y'all burglar into the motherfucking house so he can get an inside job. That's how you looking at it. That's how you looking at it. Oh, no, he got to go. Mm-hmm. TK Wright says, I never lost my key to my parents' house. I had that thing until I was 32. Peace to you. I didn't get good with the key till I was like a good, probably at least double digits. I don't remember losing no key once I got around 10 or 11. But before then, I got keys prematurely. I already had a key when I was 7 years old. TK Wright says they move in with all the expensive things and you're like, that's why you don't have a place to live. All right. Carol says, or they eat something you really wanted that they didn't. You mean like at work when somebody steals your lunch at work and you be ready to sue a company? Like, yo, get security up here. Get security up here. Niggas is in here stealing lunch. No. They don't understand. Them leftovers from last night. Listen, I got leftover spaghetti. 2 day leftover spaghetti. You know how that second or third day spaghetti where the flavor really gets inside the spaghetti. And this is one of those days where you was really looking forward to this lunch. This wasn't your regular lunch. This was the, I can't wait till lunch. I can't wait till lunch. I almost ate my lunch for breakfast. I can't wait till lunch. And somebody violated. They violated. Lori Page. What up, Loreen? What's going on, ma? I ain't even see you sneaking in. Look at you back. You between. You in the trenches. He says, you know you're mad when they cough too loud with the flu. Oh. All right, shit. What we doing? Yeah, when every little thing they do starts to jab at you, like, you ever, your Lord, I don't know if you ticklish or not, but has somebody ever tickled you when you know, all right, they might have tickled you a couple of times. They found out that you was ticklish, but then they kept trying to do it. And you ready to fight somebody because they playing too much? Because you know when to tickle somebody, first of all, you got to get real close to somebody to tickle them. And really, only somebody that you really that cool with or want to be that cool with should ever be that up close and personal touching you like that. You understand what I'm saying, Lori? That's what your in-laws start to be like. Like, yeah, okay, all right. It ain't funny no more. Now they tickles ain't you not even laughing no more. Like, yo, I'm about to sock the shit out you. Stop fucking playing. That's how it is when your in-laws start to get on your nerves. And they ain't doing nothing but living. They ain't doing nothing but being themselves. Watching TV shows that you don't watch. Oh, you just came over here and then took over the remote, took over the TV. I don't watch no goddamn Young and the Restless. And we ain't watching it now. Give me the fucking remote. You got a TV in your room. Go watch that. You don't get no living room TV. You don't get no family room TV. Go watch the TV. That's why we put the TV in your room. You got a cable box in there too. If the cable box ain't in there, you got a smart TV. Use your phone. You know, when it gets to the point where you ain't even trying to be nice no more. You just being direct. No, we don't watch that in here. What you mean you don't watch it? We don't watch those kind of shows. Like, it's the 11 o'clock news. We don't watch it, all right? Like, what's the problem? We don't watch that. Too much negativity. Okay? Can't deal with the propaganda. Speaking of propaganda in the news, how about your girl Carly, who's the girl from Alabama? She lied, y'all. She lied. Carly. It ain't looking good. Arcel says, wait, Ansel says, when you love someone, you never treat them bad. Oh, how I feel so. He's singing. Arcel says, clothes all over the place. Smoke alarm going off because they call themselves frying chicken. Oh, so y'all live this life. Oh, y'all, okay. I see what's happening here. Make sure y'all hit that like button, y'all. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. All right, let's keep going. Darn says, leaving the kitchen, fucked up, grease splattered all over the stove and floor. And don't forget the splash wall. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Carol said, hell, they stole my coffee cup at work yesterday. I let go with both barrels. Don't let me find. Carol's expensive furniture just so happens to be from Rent-A-Center, and Lori says, yeah, when I get a pedicure, oh, it tickles when you get a pedicure, oh, wow, oh, because your feet, okay, I got you. Cheryl says, they change your furniture around and you can't even find yourself around your own. The account says, shit, my travel mug cost me $20. Shit, I wouldn't care if it cost $2. That's your shit. All right, y'all. We about to do these birthday shout-outs. Yeah, we can't stay a whole long time. I can't do it. I know I was really, so what? So what? Y'all know what happened. Y'all know what's going on in my life. I mean, I got real shit going on in my life. It's crazy stuff. It's stuff that I don't even want to talk about. All I know is that I got a lot of love in my heart. I do. I be representing. All right, we have some birthday shout outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious July 19th, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special because they are special, because they are special, because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get number one out the box, Miranda C. Happy birthday to you, and also April. Nikki Wilford, happy birthday to you. And Sharon, turning 50 years old today. And Darren Stubblefield, turning 49 years old today. And Yonique Martin, happy birthday to you. And Nikki Heron, happy birthday to you. Oh, should I say Heron? Yeah, I don't want people to think I'm saying heroin because, you know, when you say Heron. Okay. And also Vic Michael Robinson Rogers, turning 48 years old today. And Madison Hart, happy birthday to you. And last but not least, Treese Whitley. I want to say happy birthday to all of y'all. And I hope that today finds you all in good health, happiness, mind, body, soul, and spirit. And that goes out to each and every person born on this glorious, glorious, glorious July 19th, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally. All of y'all go ahead and turn up, but don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. A rock out, rock on it, do the dance, a rock out, rock on it, do the dance, rock out, rock on it, do the dance thing, you do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings, you do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember, man, listen. I said, listen. Listen, listen, listen to this. In-laws in the house. The best defense that I can think of for having in-laws in your house and still being able to find some type of happy medium and be able to cohabitate with each other, live with each other, and still love with each other is you have to make sure that you have this conversation before in-laws ever become an issue. When you decide to live with somebody or marry somebody, I think y'all should have a conversation before y'all actually are sharing sinks, toilets, and closets and drawers. Y'all need to have a conversation about what if, you know, my mom is getting up there in age. What if she needs to come stay with me or us? Would that be a problem? You should know. You should know. And if they lie to you, well, make them lie to you. You know what I mean? But you should know. In the same way that you would ask them to be transparent with you, be transparent with them. Let them know, like, listen, if it's a thing where you only want to be with them and this is our thing and this only our thing and we'll have to make living arrangements for anybody else who wants to come through, let them know. It would be better to go ahead and put your cards on the table and be labeled selfish from the beginning. But yeah, they selfish, but shoot, I love them and they, you know what I mean, they piping me right or they let me love you down, even if it takes all night. Let me love you down. Trust me, in advance, it ain't gonna hurt nothing. But when it plays out and now it's looking like you done a Jekyll and Hyde move, that's when the problems are going to come. So keep it real with yourself and keep it real with them. You know what I mean? Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all and love y'all right back to life. We will be back tomorrow night with another Daily Go Get a Missing show. So make sure y'all holler. I say holler. All right. So Blog Talk, we gonna get you out of here. Yeah. And for my YouTubers, you know just how we do, but thanks for coming on.